What's up, y'all? You're tuned into the Pitching Unscripted podcast. I'm your host, Mina, and I'm normally here with my dog, Will. However, he's running a little late today, so we're going to do things a little different today. Please remember this podcast is available on all major podcast platforms. Don't forget to like, share, and follow us on Facebook as well. We love to hear from you. Jump in the DM, send us an email, pitchedandunscripted22@gmail.com. I love to hear from you, and we're going to start a little anonymous feedback too. So y'all can send them stories in, keep them anonymous, and we'll read them out on the show. Fuck with us, basically, because we love to hear from you, love to talk with y'all. However, hope everybody had a good Mother's Day weekend. And, you know, you just sat back and relaxed. Fellas, I hope y'all did y'all thing for what y'all was supposed to do for them ladies. However, it shouldn't be just for one day. It should be every day on both ends. Ladies, you should be doing your thing, and fellas, you should be doing yours. It is what it is. Now let's get into this episode. Today we're going to do a little something different. However, shockingly, I do have a fun fact. Mina's fun fact. So I was reading online and this kind of really caught my attention. It says that you can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from more than 2 miles away. I don't know if I want to even be 2 miles away. My boy just walked in the door.
Yes, sir.
He a little behind, but he here. And I told y'all, you know, we was going to start it off different, but he was coming.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A little work obligation, you know?
Yeah, you know, it got to get to the bag. So I went on ahead and started without you, but as y'all know, y'all hear the voice. My boy is here.
Come on, man. Y'all know the infamous Will, a.k.a. Will East. I'm in the building.
Hey, but listen, I got a meanest fun fact today.
Oh, shit. I know it's a special day. She got a fun fact. What the
yeah.
fuck?
So as I was telling these people, you know, my fun fact today is you can hear a blue whale's heartbeat for more than 2 miles away.
Who the fuck want
to
hear that?
I don't know. But somebody is going to want to. However, they said the world's largest animal's heart weighs about 400 pounds.
Damn.
That is approximately the size of a small piano.
Damn.
So, yeah, you can hear this motherfucker. I don't want to even be in the vicinity of the 2 miles to hear this motherfucking heartbeat because...
I wonder how that motherfucker sound.
Because 2 miles, he long enough for 1 mile. So that means he ain't that far.
Goddamn.
He ain't but far behind from me hearing that heartbeat.
I promise you that bitch all day. Doom, doom. Doom, doom.
I ain't lying. Sound like somebody got a good, some 14s in the trunk or something.
Yeah,
good
some
15s. That bitch and they thumping, boy.
You in the ocean, all you hear, doom, doom. Hell no. All
right, so, bruh, you know, we said we was going to do the topic shit a little different. However, I was doing research on the topic. And, you know, I mentioned something about a topic when we first started back, you know, with the show.
Yeah.
And I told you that my topic was going to be being humble put me in a state of depression.
Okay.
And I don't think people understand what I mean when I say being humble put me in a state of depression. What I mean by that is... it wasn't an effect of me being humble saying, oh, I don't have this as far as money wise.
Right.
It was more of me humbling myself to make sure others didn't feel a certain way around me because of how others react to me.
Yeah. So you lessen yourself, basically.
I lessened myself because I didn't want the constant jealousy or, you know, to feel like it was a competition.
Yeah. So don't say humble. Just say you lessen yourself.
I like humble better.
No, see, humble come with a whole different thing. You know, when people be humble, it's like, I got a lot, but I'm chilling. I don't really,
but see,
know.
That's how it was. You got to understand, and let me finish explaining. You know, when I say being humble, you know how you get the compliments of, damn, you so pretty.
Yeah.
Or you so fine. And, you know, you've been out with me. So, you know, my response is really be on some humble type shit.
Yeah.
Like, thank you, but I ain't all that. I honestly feel like I'm a regular ass bitch.
Yeah.
So I humbled myself. Like, I really wasn't, at one point I wasn't getting dressed like that. Like, you know for a fact, I was always throwing on a hat.
Yeah.
I wasn't going nowhere.
And you know, I used to get on your ass with a hat. That shit used to aggravate me.
I wasn't going nowhere. I was, if I got dressed, it was really some jeans and t-shirt type shit.
Right.
It wasn't nothing compared to what I'm doing now. And being that way really put me in a depression. Like, it really made it where I forgot who the fuck I was.
Okay.
And I slept on myself for so long to the point where it kind of depressed me because here it was, you know, I'm getting the compliment still, even though I'm doing the bare minimum.
Right.
But it just didn't make me feel good because at the end of the day, you know, I done lessened myself or humbled myself so much to where those compliments didn't mean shit. Because one, I wasn't getting the compliments that I was getting from strangers, from the person that I really wanted them from.
Right.
So in my eyes, you know, is where other people would be like, oh, the compliments from strangers really matter more.
Not really.
The compliments didn't matter from strangers more. It mattered coming from the person that, you know, I needed it to come from.
Right.
And I wasn't getting that. So I really sat and humbled myself because in my mind, it was just like, damn, well, if this motherfucker don't feel this way, but this motherfucker do, maybe I really ain't shit. You know, me thinking, I'm just like, damn, okay. These strangers telling me this shit. In my mind, they just want to fuck. So, like, it's whatever on that. Your shit is biased as fuck for me. Right. You'll say anything if you think you're going to get me in the bed. But, you know, and it really put me in a fucked up mental place.
Right.
Like I told you, like, I was just as where I'm already a humble person. I don't feel like I'm as big as what everybody make it out to be. Baby, I was, you know, just out here depressed. Like, I was down bad. But then, when the awakening came.
Stop playing with sis.
When the awakening came.
Stop playing with
baby, sis. It was definitely time for me to stop playing with me. Because, who the fuck?
You right. Because I was looking at you like, what the fuck you got going on?
Yeah, like, that shit really put me into depression. Like, it was more of, okay, I'm not going to do this because I don't want this to happen.
Right.
And I don't want the unnecessary bullshit to happen or the arguments of, and it wasn't even really arguments, just the bullshit from, oh, this motherfucker said this, so I'm going to go back and forth with this motherfucker. But why?
This shit pointless.
But why?
Especially if it at home with you, what the fuck you complaining about?
Right. So then I got into, after doing that, doing more research and just, I looked up something and it gave me this thing called ego death.
Okay.
And ego death equals the loss of my sense of self.
Ego depth?
Like death. D-E-A-T-H.
Oh,
death.
Ego okay.
Death. Which, you know, like I said, it comes up with the loss of my sense of self.
Yeah.
Who am I? I had to figure out who the fuck I was all over again.
You had an identity crisis?
When that ego and that it all tied into place. My ego, that humbleness, it always put me in that depression. So all of that came into the thing. Like, I had to figure out who the fuck I was again. Okay. I know that I'm Mina, but I forgot who the fuck Mina was.
Ooh.
Damn. It also had me questioning, who am I supposed to be? Like,
yeah,
who am I supposed to be? It's not just who I am, but who am I supposed to be? And I'm that bitch. Like, if we gonna tell the truth, I'm that bitch. Like, I'm really that motherfucker that they say I really am.
Oh, you gotta show them who the fuck you
are. I just had to show them who the fuck I was.
Okay.
And then it came up to be, what am I supposed to be doing? Bitch, I was supposed to be living.
Yeah.
And I wasn't.
Can't tone yourself down for people like that, man. You know better.
I was. And then the question of who am I doing it for? I know that I have 3 kids. I love my babies to death. But at the end of the day, I got to do this shit for me in order to do it for them.
And see, I'm glad you said that. Because a lot of people like, I do it for my kids. No, bro. Your happiness comes first. You can't be miserable trying to do shit for other people.
Hey, and listen, take it from me, being miserable trying to do it for other people is only going to make you more and more depressed than what you already fucking are.
Facts.
So you got to shake that shit. So then we came down to the realistic confidence, which really put the shit in a little further more perspective for me, because then it was like, when we come to realistic confidence, when you are grounding your confidence in a realistic assessment of your abilities, strengths, and limitations,
yeah,
basically telling you where you're meeting yourself where you're at and celebrating it, not meaning you got to be nothing more than what you are.
Right.
You don't have to be what somebody else is. Realistically realizing you are who you are, what you're supposed to be, and anything further than that is really up to you. It's not up to the limitations of anybody else. Your limitations are your limitations. Your abilities and strengths are your abilities and strengths. So you are in control of that shit.
That's a fact. At all times, too.
So listen, when it came to this humble, being humble put me in a depression. I was depressed. And a lot of people didn't even know it.
A lot of people, for one, I'm happy you addressed that you was actually depressed, because a lot of people don't address that shit. They just keep trying to push through. Depression real. Like, hell, everybody be going through that shit. You just got to address it. And you know what I'm saying? Don't, you can't be around people that go minute your depression, because, you know what I'm saying, people take depression as a joke in there. And now the person with you, if they're depressed, they going to laugh it off like, yeah, bro, you know what I'm saying, I'm tripping, da, da, da. But when they back by themselves, they really going to feel that shit again. Like that, you got to be aware of people who really depressed around you, man. That shit real.
Yeah, and being around people who are depressed, it doesn't mean that you got to stay away from them. Because being all honest and being like, in all honesty, the last thing you really want to do is leave somebody alone when they're depressed.
That's a fact.
Not even talking over them, just letting them take the moment to express what the fuck is going on, whether they cry, whatever. Just allowing them to get that shit off their chest could really help them a lot, because depression is real. Some of the most well put together people, or the people that we assume are so well put together, really be at home crying at night.
Yeah, strong people need help too.
Hell yeah, definitely. And depression, man, listen, I know I done been depressed. I don't know about you.
Shit, hell
I done
yeah.
been depressed a couple of times, to the point where I done been about ready to take myself out. Like, so it is.
I feel you. I ain't been that far. I'd have been depressed though, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
been like, damn, fuck everybody. I want to be by myself. Fuck that.
Right.
Fuck this, you know. I ain't never went that far, because, you know, at the end of the day, I always tell myself, I got to live for me.
Right.
Like, it's shit I got to accomplish before anything. Like, that ain't the way I'm supposed to go.
Right.
Because that shit self-inflicted, for one. Like, if I die on a suicide, it's going to be me jumping in front of a bullet or something like that for somebody else. It ain't going to be like, I'm going to just take it. Like, but depression have you there. That shit real. I ain't going to downplay it, because that shit will definitely have you there. That shit will have your head low, damn, feelings fucked up, goddamn emotions everywhere. You just going to be in the middle of some shit. And you just think like, this my way out right here. It ain't, y'all. Just, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. Shit going to get better. It get worse sometimes before it get better. But hey. It takes rain for flowers to bloom, man.
It does. It does. And it takes fertilizer sometimes for them to stay strong.
Exactly.
So with that fertilizer could be something as simple as your friends.
Right.
Being there to water you or give you that extra support. I know you said that you've never, being depressed, you've never gotten to that point where you wanted to take yourself out. Baby, I was a single mom in my 20s. The end of my 20s, and shit just wasn't going. A single mom with three kids, I don't care what nobody say, no woman wants to end up as a single mom with multiple.
Oh, that's a fact.
Not even with just one. And people love to say, oh, well, you chose the baby daddy. Baby, that daddy was not like that.
Beforehand.
Yeah. He was not like that. And however, like I tell anybody, my intentions of getting pregnant was not. Wasn't what I was doing. However, I did not do what I needed to do to make sure that I did not get pregnant. I was the one that decided, you know, I laid in that bed and made that baby. I'm going to sit up there and I'm going to make that motherfucker up every day.
Damn right.
So, and I did that. And because of that, you know, and the people that I chose to have kids with, I fell into a depression. Shit wasn't going good. I was chasing a man that wanted me but didn't want me. And we had kids together. And I went through some shit, and from past shit that was going on, you know, I did some shit I shouldn't have.
Hey.
I'm still here, you know, and I'm thankful for that. My kids aren't without their mom, but yeah, I've been at that low point in my life.
Hey, shit, like I say, that shit real. I don't knock nobody who get to that point, because depression have you there.
Right. So let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Is boredom good for you?
Boredom.
Boredom.
Yes and no. It's depends, like, you know what I'm saying? It depends on what type of boredom we're talking about, because there's different type of boredom. Like, overall boredom, I'm going to say yes, because I be creative when I'm bored. Hell, I fuck around and start drawing and listening. For one, I listen to music at all times. So right. Me being bored is really not a thing anymore. Like, I'll sit there and vibe out, because that's my time to really relax and sit back and let everything go. If I have nothing to do, that is perfect at this adult age, because sometimes you just need a fucking reset. You doing too much. You got to work. Like, most people work got kids, like, you constantly on go, your mind constantly on other things. Like, you ain't even taking care of yourself sometimes. Like, your mind need a mental reset sometimes. It just need to do nothing. Sometimes you just need to sit back, relax, and chill. Right. So, boredom to me, no, it's not a bad thing. I actually embrace it because I can do what the fuck I want to do in that time frame. Rather it's read, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, National Geographic be catching me sometimes, bro. I be on the damn, what it is, Discovery Channel. Them motherfuckers have some shit on they. I just be watching it. Like, even when it come down to Animal Planet, I don't, listen.
Yeah, listen, my grandma, I used to call it animal porn. National Geographic's really be showing all these animals in their sexual escapades.
Yeah, but they, you got to see how these motherfuckers hunt. That shit is wild to me. Like, how they just be ripping the other animals. You like, damn. But it's the natural, you know, cycle of life out there. So.
Right, truly.
It's wild.
It's a whole
but damn
food chain out here.
Yeah, so, you know, back to your question. Boredom don't really bother me, but I'm going to flip it back to you. How do you feel about boredom?
Boredom wasn't always a good thing for me. It really wasn't. Boredom is how I would get into a lot of shit.
Yeah, okay, past tense. I got you. You
because
know.
When I get bored, I start looking for shit to do. And that could be me jumping in somebody's inbox. Mm-hmm. Me getting ready to go meet up with somebody. Mm-hmm. Me having conversations that I shouldn't have been having.
Right.
Now, do I find boredom to be peaceful? Hell yeah. But in during that piece, I was doing some shit I definitely probably shouldn't. I should have read a book. Because boredom used to get me in trouble. So I would say, up until about last year, maybe January of this year.
Right.
Boredom was not good for me.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on where your headspace at too.
My headspace was at this point being a hoe.
Yeah, and if that's your headspace at that time, boredom, yeah, you gonna do whatever the fuck.
Hey,
man.
Boredom had me goddamn working third shift and still trying to club before I went to work.
Yeah, you been wildin'. I ain't doing that. I don't work third shift for what? No fucking clubbing going on. I'm telling you.
Hey, I love third shift. I ain't even lie to you. With me working third shift, it made me want to open a 7 a.m. bar. Because, baby, when you get off third shift, we still have to wind down. So that's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon for us. I don't give a fuck if it is 6 or 7 a.m.
Nah, you're right, though. No cap.
And I want to go take some shots at 6, 7 a.m., eat some chicken wings with my eyes closed, and, you know, then fall asleep when I get home.
Yeah, you're right, though. You definitely need that.
So, yeah, working third shift definitely had me with the idea of opening a around-the-clock bar because, yeah, that shit would be lit. But, yeah, boredom for me was not good at all. I did some weird ass shit that I shouldn't
not
have.
Weird.
I did some shit I shouldn't have been doing. I definitely had a couple of conversations that I shouldn't have had. Hey. Being bored. It just was not good. Nah. And I know that.
But no, for real though. I mean, if we speak in past tense, boredom back then, yeah. That shit to have you. Listen, I can honestly say probably boredom got, I ain't gonna say half of these niggas because some of these niggas nasty, but probably about 15 to 25% of these niggas, that's how they end up with an ugly baby mama. Mm. You got bored and you went out and fucked the foot. Like, you know you wouldn't fuck that girl on a regular day. But that's why I say 15 to 25, because it is some niggas out here who just will fuck anything.
Hey.
But, like I used to tell niggas, bro, jack off before you try to fuck that girl, because if you nutty, you don't feel the same about that shit, don't do it.
A condom or something, but I don't, we was just now, on my way here, I was having a phone conversation.
Mm-hmm.
About fucking ugly people. My coochie just ain't gonna work. However, I did marry an ugly bitch. I hope she listens to the show. Because, bitch, yes. I did marry an ugly bitch. I divorced her. We didn't even stay married a whole year. But, yeah, I did marry an ugly bitch. I tried to fuck an ugly nigga back in my past. But I couldn't do it. I don't even see how people take their clothes off. And the person I was on the phone with did say that she'll do a little ugly.
I mean, some people will do a little ugly because it, some people, you know, from the neck up, they be, but between the neck and the goddamn thigh area shit be looking good.
Yeah, no, that face still be plastered on the rest of the body for me.
Yeah, it do, but you got to think about it. Some people based off feet, like, you know, some people like feet. Some people get hard off feet. I can't, you know, that ain't my thing. I like pretty feet. Don't get me fucking wrong. But it ain't enough to get me hard. Some niggas get off on that shit.
You right, they do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I never understood, like, selling feet pic. I was like, shit, buy that shit?
I'm about to start. My girlfriend, a whole nail tick. My toes always done. Let me post these motherfucking pictures.
Oh, not girlfriend.
A whole nail tick.
I'm talking about the on label?
The show. On the show.
Ooh, she done label that motherfucker.
On the show.
Not to pop out on the show. Stand on the show. On it then. Okay. Talk to Will.
Shit, it ain't even no pop out. Where you been? Facebook done told it all.
I mean, I seen that on Facebook, but you know what we talked about. Oh, like, that little off subject.
Yeah,
you know
it is. But yeah. I'm definitely about to post my pictures on Feet Finder. Swear to God.
And they got a fucking website.
They do. I'm about to, I ain't even create my account yet, but baby, we about to put my feet up there.
Boy, I'm about to start stealing feet pics and posting shit to get paid.
Hey, listen. I got to.
Oh, y'all niggas some sickos.
I'm about to be in the nail salon just taking pictures of bitches' feet just so I can post them up there.
Y'all motherfuckers some sickos. Y'all know
hey,
that?
Hey, don't try to stop us from getting our check. How we get?
Oh, nah, I ain't stop you from getting your check because they going to be sickos regardless. That what they like.
I just feel like there might be a website where you can post your penis pics too. Some women will pay for them, especially if it's pretty.
I wouldn't know. But.
I'm gonna send you.
So there's don't send me nothing like that. Hell no. Shit, I ain't posting nothing.
Go ahead and create you an account.
I'm okay. Hell no.
So how was Mother's Day weekend you came in late?
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. My Mother's Day weekend been kind of shitty. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a lot of family shit going on.
Right.
You know, we found out, you know, I don't really want to put this on the show, but.
I mean, you ain't got to.
You know what I'm saying? But we had a death in the family that we just found out about. And then on top of that, my brother got in a fucking wreck. Like, Mother's Day morning.
I'm sorry to hear about that on both things. Yeah. My Mother's Day was good, but it was a fucked up day because it was the anniversary of my grandmother and my aunt. My grandmother and my uncle passing away. My grandmother passed 7 years ago. Mm. My uncle passed 6 years ago on the same day.
Condolences.
And Facebook memories is what fucked me up. Cause I'm not even gonna lie to you. If it wasn't for the fact of those memories, my mom, I unfriended her on my Facebook page. So
damn.
Listen, she commented on my post too. I'll tell you about that shit after I finish this. I went to the memories and, you know, she had already changed her profile picture to my grandmother's picture.
Right.
So it kind of dawned on me that it was coming up. But with Mother's Day always being on a different date, it fucks with me. So I went in my Facebook memories Sunday morning and my grandma was just down my time like, oh.
Yeah,
and from there, you know, I'm sitting there saying I ain't gonna cry. I'm tough it out, man. Nigga, I was boohooing in that goddamn room.
Nah, I ain't gonna never hold you on that. But anytime I think about my granny just passed. This my second Mother's Day without her.
Man, it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough as hell, man. If y'all got tough. Y'all grannies and mamas, make sure y'all hug them tight out here, man.
But listen, I never realized how much I was gonna miss that lady. And I'm talking, we used to argue like we were siblings, bro.
Yeah, be like that.
She used to call me every day about fixing the same issue on her iPad. And I used to be pissed every day. But I swear to God, I want her to call my phone to come fix that motherfucking iPad.
Granny boy, said she ain't know how to work that shit.
Boy, I would have been there so fast.
I promise you. I already know.
That shit was just crazy. It was a tough day. I ended up cussing a customer out at work and everything because he was fucking with me.
Oh, man.
It was just a bad day. Like, leave me alone, sir.
It be like that sometimes, man. Trust me, I know.
Like, just leave me alone. Yeah, he was fussing with me about my job description. Like, he was my manager. Like,
what? Bruh said the customer always right, man, so you better remember that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, he got a mouthful, and I told my supervisor about it.
All right, get it. Says, I just thought about something. You just said, like, people be fucking ugly people. Like, just said you was on a phone call. Girl said she liked her nigga a little ugly, right?
Nah, she didn't say she liked him a little ugly. She said she has done a little ugly.
Done a little ugly.
Yeah, she's done a little ugly.
I think it different for females and males on that, though.
I don't know. I must be a nigga, because, baby, when I had that ugly man, it just was not. It wasn't working.
Man, listen.
All he could do was slide his debit card.
What these girls? Exactly. You got to, I mean, these girls, they going to give it up eventually for you sliding that card, but...
I did. He was closing his eyes and thinking it was me.
Damn. Shit. Be shitting me.
It's one thing when you ugly and got money, but when you ugly and got money and no car.
No car.
No car.
Hey, you ain't got no money for real then. Fuck that. No, having money and no car is two things that don't go together.
Hey, he had it to spend. Well, I'm going to say he had extra to spend, but I just couldn't do it. Like,
no car though?
No car.
You ain't got shit to spend with no car.
He was spending it.
You're a dumbass.
He was spending it.
You're a dumbass.
And I was willing to let him. We was taking him to the mall and everything, baby.
I bet so he needed that ride.
Hell yeah.
Dumbass.
I was letting him spend his money. Mm-hmm. Nigga brought my baby shoes and everything.
Yeah, shit. I would have got off on his ass too. Shit. You dumb enough to damn spend money and you know you ain't got no car? Dumbass.
Yeah.
That shit don't make sense, man.
It be like that. But at the same time, it's still the same with, you know, me being a lesbian and niggas still ready to come out of pocket for me.
I mean, yeah, but it's a looks thing when it comes to that, though.
Hey, but you know the conversation that was just going on Facebook about the weed situation?
Yeah.
All right, so boom, I pissed somebody off because I was like, I don't even date men and then I still get free weed.
Oh, yeah, that's a trigger right there. That's a fucking trigger.
Why was everybody so mad at me?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out why the fuck was that even a discussion? Like, how much weed are you smoking that he has to give you weed? Like, I mean, y'all ain't smoking together?
You know, he probably in the streets. I'm going to say from my experience of dating a nigga that used to give me weed all the time, you know, they be in the streets. Baby, I'm at the crib. So you got to drop a little bag when you go out here to these streets.
Yeah, but you ain't about to take all your weed with you.
Oh, nah.
You leave weed home regardless.
Right.
So then...
At the same, my issue with the conversation more so was of the simple fact of if he's leaving weed for you, say for instance, he leaving you damn near seven every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's $100.
Right.
Probably a little bit more depending on the type of weed that he has.
Correct.
If he's leaving you smoking seven blunts a day.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Baby, we got a problem. You at least better have three left when I get back to the crib.
Scratch that.
Because
why the fuck you got all that time? You ain't going to work?
Exactly. That was my next thing. Because, bitch, you should have went to work. I can see you smoking one before you left.
Correct.
I can see you smoking one on your lunch.
Correct.
I can see you smoking one when you got home.
Correct.
And then I can see you smoking one after dinner.
Yeah.
Or something like that. That's four blunts. However, there should be three when you come home. If he's a street nigga, we know he not coming home till later.
Correct.
So if you work a regular 9 to 5, you smoke four blunts in the process of the day, like I said, in the morning when you get up, your lunch break, when you come home, and then, you know, your dinner, lay down type shit.
Correct.
And then, of course, you know, you're going to smoke whenever he do get home.
Yeah. But that ain't on your supply at that point because he home now. So you and his, he going
to roll. Yeah, at that point, you should be in his supply. Because you're right, he is going to roll up. Technically, any real man is going to come home and roll his own shit up first.
Correct. Or if you want to be nice and have one roll for him, that's cool.
Right.
Cool,
at the end of the day, it's not hurting anything because it's still his weed.
Correct.
However, you got those three blunts left. Baby, I'm only leaving your ass at 3.5 the next day.
Exactly.
Because exactly. You just got a seven. You got your seven on a Monday. Them 3.5s is what you going to get for the rest of the week.
For the rest of the week. That shit should last you
And
up.
Really, what I might give your ass is a little sack.
Mm-hmm. I'm
going to give you a little 14 grams, and you better make that shit shake for the week.
Better stretch that bitch for the week. Because, man, these girls didn't understand. They think they get with a dope, but they ain't supposed to damn work. That the thing that really kills the situation.
And like, if you smoking a zip in 2 weeks... Baby, I'm about to put you on the corner.
Because
you got to make my profit.
I promise you. You killing the profit bad, too.
You done smoked the hell out of my profit. You better send your... And I better not come home and see that your homegirls in there smoking, too. Because all y'all about to hit.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Y'all got
to
go.
All y'all about to hit. Because, baby, this bitch smoking my profit.
And guess what? You getting the fuck out, too. Because why the fuck you got them in my house?
Why is they smoking with you?
Y'all having a big group smoke session. Did they bring weed? No? Okay. Yeah, everybody going. You too. You ain't no good for me. Get the fuck out. You ain't been to work.
And you know they be the ones and they talking like, girl, tell your nigga to give you some weed so we can smoke.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
No.
Like I told my homeboy, when she start hitting the profit, the bitch, she got to go. Yeah. Or her water cut off, basically. You either about to buy this 3.5 and I'm going to give you the little half price.
Right.
Or you going to go buy it from somebody else. Because you taking money from us.
They don't understand that, though. I don't know. Oh, he supposed to have money. Oh, yeah.
If, he ain't making it if you smoking it.
This my supply to make the money. Make it make sense.
I don't know, Will. Make it make sense. Tell them people where they can find you at.
Come on, man. Y'all know y'all can find me on Instagram, Snap, you know what I'm saying? X, formerly known as Twitter. DA underscore infamous Wilt. That's the name. Go add me, follow me, all that good shit. Man, I'm going to make you laugh on these social media platforms.
You know it. And you know it's your girl, Mina. You can find me on Facebook at Junie B. Jones. Shit. Instagram at Menacing Mina. And shit. Anywhere you see that Pitching Unscripted podcast page, man, once you see that lime green and black, and that shit sexy, you'll see us and you'll know it's us, man. Go ahead and click the like, share, follow, send us some messages. We want to hear from you. This is Pitched and Unscripted.